You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about how to change your life forever. And one of the things, again, we're here in Ephesians chapter 5. And remember, if you missed any of these, because of our partners, and today is offering day on the broadcast, because of these offering days, it allows us to do these podcasts. We were told recently that, I don't know if you know this, but we had one partner in particular that said that they wanted to do this, to do radio. And so that's how we actually got started. And I was more inclined to do radio than to do TV, to be honest, because on TV everybody knows what I look like. And radio, it gives me a little bit of anonymity. And I'm not looking to be known. I'm really just looking for people to be able to teach people the Word of God in simplicity and truth so that they can be everything that Jesus has called them to be and that they can be satisfied in their life and that they can know Jesus more intimately than they've ever known Him before. But we do shoot these as well as for video because they're going to be going on YouTube, and in the event that anybody ever bought television time, we could do that. Whether I like it or not, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to help people. Okay. And the people that make it possible are our partners. And anyway, this partner told us that, actually, he said through the January 31st, he was committed. But after that, he was pretty sure he wasn't going to be able to continue to do that. And so, at least on the radio, maybe in your market, I know that just in the Port St. Lucie, South Florida market alone, that it's more than $2,000 a month, I think. And so that doesn't even include production costs and all those other times. So the partners make it possible. But all that being said, we'll talk about that later, but all that being said, because of those people's giving, it allows us to give you these materials absolutely free. So if you go to KurtOwen.com, you've missed any of these messages, you can take that opportunity to listen to these. Now, today is offering down the broadcast. I'm going to use this as an opportunity to try to give you an example of something we're talking about. And then next week or next time, we're going to really hit it hard, okay? But here again in verse 15, see then that you walk circumspectly. We're in Ephesians chapter 5. It says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. You know, one of the things that we can learn from the Word of God is that it's really not God's will that you be in debt, that you're supposed to owe no man anything but love. But I don't know about you, but I've got some debt, and I'm working towards getting out of it, okay? And so, but I have to have, so I look, you know, see then that you walk circumspectly. Okay, so I'm examining my walk, right? Well, I'm supposed to owe no man anything but love, but I owe man things besides love, okay? And there's a lot of different ways you can get into it, but, you know, there's people drowning in credit card debt. There's people drowning in all different sorts of types of debt. And you need to examine that and say, this is not God's will for my life. This is not what He wants for me. Well, people can say, well, I know that, but listen, there's no way out. No, there is a way out. And there's somebody that knows the way out. His name is Jesus, right? And again, we look, and just quickly, and we're going to get back to this next time, but here in Proverbs 29:18, in the New King James, it says, where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint. King James says, where there is no vision, people perish. And they're both accurate. They're just different ways of saying the same thing. If you do not have a vision to be prosperous and out of debt, you are going to cast off restraint. And the vision, the desire, the dream, the will of God for you to be out of debt is going to perish. Okay? It just is. And listen, I've been there. I've been there where it's, I already know so much anyway. What difference does it make if I owe some more? It makes a lot, because you, when you cast off that restraint, it's because you know, have no vision that things could be different. And I want you, I want to present a vision to you, because today, again, is offering day on the broadcast. And listen, even if we were to go off radio, we're still going to continue to do these. You know, I've already made a commitment, because there are so many people that are blessed by these things, and we just want to help people at Curt Owen Ministries, really. And so we're going to continue to do these. They'll either be podcasts or videocasts. We believe that we'll still stay on radio. Maybe someday it'll show up on television, but we're still going to do these things, and there's still going to be expenses involved. So we'll still continue to receive offerings. Not only that, to be honest with you, you need to give into the teaching of the Word, because let him that is taught the Word share all good things with him that teaches, and it helps you, and I'm about to show you how. Here in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, it says, "But he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. He who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully." Now, the reason that people complain about ministers receiving offerings and all this other stuff is simply because, really, they have no revelation of this at all. They do not understand that when you sow bountifully, you reap bountifully. That when you sow, you reap. That in a lot of ways, you are in control of your financial destiny, especially in the kingdom of God. And that when ministers... You know, I know there's people of corrupt intent out there. I know that people teach the Word of God. The Scripture says they do. They teach the Word of God just for personal gain. I know that. I'm not stupid. And I know they try to sell the gospel. I know that. But just, you know, here's the thing. Just because there's counterfeit money doesn't mean I throw all my real money away. Just because there's counterfeit $100 bills doesn't mean that I just take my $100 bills and throw them in the trash. And you can't throw all ministers in the trash, because there are some corrupt people that just peddle the Word of God. Okay? But you also have to get a vision of this. If not, you're going to cast off restraint. There's people that when they get into financial setbacks and things, the first thing they cut off is their giving. They have cast off restraint. I'm restrained by my giving. I try my best to give at every opportunity so that I receive at every opportunity. But I can easily cast off that restraint if I lose sight of the fact that if I sow bountifully, I reap bountifully. Okay, now I want to get further into this, okay? There's more I could say that. Let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Listen, if you're going to give it grudgingly or necessity, just keep it. Because the greatest benefit for you is for God to give, for you to give because you love God, you love this ministry, you love the work of God, you love Jesus, and you want to give. It's also true that you can give so that you receive. But that's not the highest form of giving. Now, notice what this says here. God is able to make all grace abound towards you. Towards who? These abundant givers. That you always, having all sufficiency in all things, have an abundance for every good work. Do you have a revelation of that? Do you have a vision that you can have all sufficiency in all things and have an abundance for every good work? In fact, here we identify one of the reasons that most people do not prosper is because when they start believing God for finances, they believe God to pay off their house, to pay off their debts, to pay off all, and that's great. God desires that. But what if you extended that and believed to get to have the resources to pay off somebody else's house, to pay off your church, to pay off your pastor's debts, to pay off, I don't know, so that when you go to the grocery store, you don't just buy your groceries, you buy the next three people's in line's groceries, that you have an abundance for every good work. People say, well, I can barely pay attention. Hey, here's the thing. If you don't get a vision, people, you're not going to lay hold of this. And let me just say this. If you want to prosper to the point, not just that your bills are paid, but you're able to prosper everything, you've got to get a vision of giving, and you got to restrain yourself and refuse not to give. Whether it's to this ministry, your local church, whoever it is, you've got to, you know, there's so many times where it looked like everything was wrong and I wanted to quit giving. And I realized, man, you got to catch sight of that. You got to have a vision of the fact that if you sow bountifully, you reap bountifully, that you can have an abundance for every good work. And the only way to get there is to give. To get a and again, don't just give, get a revelation of what it means to be a giver. You know, we've been talking about setting goals. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. If you're not able to give to every good work, then set that as one of the things you're going to get a vision of this year. I'm going to be able to give to every good work. Well, yeah, but I can't even see that happen. What about 50 cent? Can you get to the place you can see you can give 50 cent to every good work? People say, well, that's not going to do anything. Yes, it is. It's going to change your heart. It's going to get you off your mind and get others off your mind. It's going to be the seed towards your deliverance. See, that's one of the things you got to get a hold of. Instead of just waiting to do the big splash, start where you are. Give a quarter. I've had people say, well, Brother Kurt, you know, I'm gonna give it to your, when my ship comes in, I'm going to give to your ministry. No, you're not. If you can't give a quarter now, you won't give $25,000 later. It's all, and I'm not saying this because of our ministry. I'm saying this because you need to get to the fact that I'm going to be a cheerful giver, right? Now, notice what this will do in your own life. God is able to make all grace abound towards you. Now, notice this. He says, you can disburse abroad. You can give to the poor. Your righteousness endures forever. I can't even pay my own things. You can if you'll get a revelation of giving. You can if you'll get yourself off your mind. You can if you'll begin to give $1. Make your mind up to give $1 a day. $1 a day. Now, notice this. And if you make up your mind, this is what's going to happen. He's going to supply seed to you to sow. He's going to supply and multiply the seed you have sown and get you to the place that you increase the fruits of your righteousness and that you are enriched in everything for all liberality. But if you don't get a vision that this is what God wants for you, you're going to cast off restraint, you're going to quit giving, and you're not going to do it. I'm not teaching you this so you'll give to this ministry. I'm teaching you this so that you can get out of debt, and then once you get there, pay off other people's debts. Let me pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, every single person listening right now, Lord, I ask you to give them a revelation of your will for their life in the area of finances, that they not just be a receiver, but they be abundant giver, that they truly can fund the gospel all over the world. Lord, those people that make a decision to become partners with Curtle and Ministries today, Lord, those people that make a decision to become a giver today, I thank you, Lord, right now that you will supply seed to them to sow, and they will not eat that seed, but they will sow that seed. They will reap bountifully off that seed, and Father, they will be able to, this will be the smallest that they'll ever be able to ever give, because this seed will grow and flourish in their lives. Lord, every person that's receiving this right now, I believe that you'll do this even today. Lord, show them as they've committed to give to this ministry, Lord, give them that seed to sow. In Jesus' name, amen. Michael's going to tell you how to give. Stay tuned for these important announcements. And remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
All of us here at Kurt Owen Ministries are excited about you taking advantage of the opportunity to become a part of something that is just so much bigger than any one person. We have done our very best to make giving into the work of this ministry to be simple and easy, as well as rewarding. Simply text the term KOM Partner to the number 44321. Once you do that, you can put in your name and the amount that you want to give. Once again, simply text the words KOM Partner to the number 44321. Your gift will have a life-changing impact on people all around the world. Kurt Owen sincerely desires that fruit abounds to your account. Your return and your reward will be now in this time and eternal. Please know that we will be praying for you to receive the miracle of a hundredfold return on your gift. We urge you to be expecting this. Also, please know that everyone that gives into Kurt Owen Ministries will receive a free gift. You will receive a free download of a dynamic Kurt Owen Ministries conference from earlier this year. The conference is called How to Hear from God Accurately. We urge you to listen to this life-changing conference over and over again. It will be of tremendous help to you in your everyday life. Again, simply text KOM Partner to 44321. Help Kurt Owen change the world.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in